Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Fridays always have that light, good feeling, make you want to do something nice and something also important, like put something into the lockbox for your favorite radio station, WAMC, at WAMC.org.
Like keep WAMC alive, because that's what it is. You know, David, I recently heard a fascinating discussion on another public radio station, WNYC in New York. I have great admiration for them and all that they've done. Nevertheless, they said, we're going to do Pledge Week in half the time we did it before. So that only gives you half the time to get the money in. Wait. I don't get that. I mean, I know that we ask for what we need in order to get this thing done and to keep this radio station alive and going. We don't take 7 days and say, this is Pledge Week, because what happens if you don't make it? No. If we don't make it, we're done. It's that simple. So we go until it's done. That's why we invented the lockbox. That's why we keep you informed at every moment of how much is there. Because if, in fact, we're going to not make it, then we're all not going to make it together. It isn't a bunch of people sitting in offices. It is a group effort, and it's going to stay as a group effort as long as I'm here and as long as we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, so we need to make $400,000. We're on the way. We've gotten over that $100,000 mark substantially. But now this is it. We have basically less than 3 weeks to make it in, and I'm going to call on everybody to do their part. I'm depending on you to make it happen. So WAMC.org, you go there, you follow the prompts, or you could wait till 9 o'clock and dial 1-800-323-9262, and we'll make it. We can make it together. We've made it each time. There's always a first time. That's why we're in the mess we are in this country right now.
WAMC.org, we are all in this together. All right, we'll start basically where we were and what you brought up yesterday, which is Iran. President Trump continues to speak out against the idea of war with Iran, telling his Pentagon chief he doesn't want it.
Well, now that's interesting. Here we have the guy whose rhetoric has been incendiary about Iran from day one. The other day, when asked whether he would send 100,000 troops to the Mideast, he said yes. He's moving all of his assets into the region. And now, David, he says that his right-wing advisors, as if he didn't appoint them, are too hawkish, which means he's a little bit afraid that maybe by lighting the fuse, this thing is ready to go off. How can he be blaming the people who are representing him, who he chose, who he put in office, and who, in fact, he made way for by taking their advice and firing others? No, this is on him. You know, I was reading about New York, and the whole city is closed down because the guy's here for a big fundraiser. And it is a massive security effort because he is in the city in order to make a few dollars. I have to say, David, that this business of his right-wing advisors carries no credence with me whatsoever. And the Iranians, sensing this, are saying, we don't even want to talk to this guy. Sounds to me like somebody else has got the upper hand here.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff yesterday said his panel, Alan, will vote on enforcement action against Attorney General William Barr or the Justice Department next week. Yet another escalation in the standoff between Congress and President Trump's administration over documents and testimony.
David, you are so right. There is a growing confrontation. There are those who argue we're in a constitutional crisis now. I'm with them. There are those who are saying we're not quite there yet, but if a court orders something be done, if a court orders the executive to comply and it isn't done, I got to tell you right now, that will be a constitutional crisis in this country, and we've been heading there for quite a while. In the meantime, Attorney General Barr is proceeding clearly on the orders of the White House to investigate the investigators and the reason why we had a Mueller report in the first place. We all know that this is really very dangerous territory, because what they're trying to do is undermine the Mueller report and what's in it by saying, okay, we have to investigate what, who, the FBI, who, the top Justice Department, telling lies about who's running the investigation, a bunch of Democrats, they're saying. And there's Barr looking into the cameras and saying we have to do this investigation, obfuscating like crazy as to what's in that Mueller report.
Will Mueller testify?
Yes, he will. I don't think there's any doubt about it. We saw Barr saying yesterday that Mueller can testify. I have a feeling that that's because Mueller has told them he's going to. It looks like the fact that they're obscuring and obfuscating the way that they are and not letting Mueller testify looks really bad for them. And the American people want that testimony, want that guy standing up there and saying, this is what happened, this is what I saw happening. The fact that they're trying to not let that happen, I suspect they're adding up the numbers, they're doing their polling, and they know this is a loser for them by not letting him testify.
Well, I don't know that you or I or any of our listeners would have ever imagined this headline. New York State Senate introducing a bill to make texting while walking illegal.
Yeah, well, look, people are running into each other. You know, you see it all the time.
Being killed?
Yes, you look down and people are walking across streets, texting. The road signs are telling us, don't text in the car, it can wait. Well, the same thing is true about walking. I know a guy, he ran into somebody in the parking lot. Somebody said, oh my goodness, were they hurt? He said, no, he wasn't driving. He was walking.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. All right, everybody, on this Friday, let's get to that lockbox and put that love to work at WAMC.org.
That's very, very positive on your part, David, and you're doing the right thing. But I have to say, in my gut, I know we can do this, but we haven't done it yet.